Come to order. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Convening roll call for the 19th day, Friday, March 9th, 2018. Allen.
Here.
Barlow.
Here.
Biteman.
Here.
Blackburn.
Here.
Blake.
Here.
Bovey. Brown.
Here.
Burkhart. Burkhart. Bird. Clausen. Clem. Connolly. Court. Crank. Dayton. Edwards. Eklund. Eklund. Ayer. Flitner. Freeman. Furphy. Grew. Gray. Greer. Haley. Hallinan. Halverson. Henderson. Hunt. Jennings. Kinner. Kirkbride. Larson Lloyd. Larson Lloyd. Larson Dan. Lindholm. Lone. Laux. McGuire. Madden. Miller. Nicholas. Nicholas. Northrup. Obermuller. Olson. Paxton. Pelkey. Piperinen. Ponell. Salazar. Schwartz. Schwartz. Simpson. Summers. Summers. Steinmetz. Stith. Sweeney. Walters. Walters. Okay. Wilson. Winters. Zwanitzer. Mr. Speaker.
I'd ask the Chief Clerk to keep the roll open. Our Appropriations Committee is next door working, and so we're going to keep that open for a few minutes. Captain Trimmer, it's been a real pleasure to have you here with us this week. We really appreciate your service. And so, members, if you would please rise, and Captain Trimmer from Salvation Army here in Cheyenne will lead us in today's prayer.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your blessings. Thank you for just that this body can come together to make decisions for our great state. Lord, I pray that you will just grant your wisdom, grant discernment, and Lord, grant your peace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, Wendy. Can I... Okay, house come to order, members. Today is the last day for our committee secretaries and our house clerical assistants. So we're going to take just a minute. I'm not sure that it's the house's last day, however. But I would like to take a minute and introduce you. And you know in your committees and who your clerical assistants are, but I want to recognize in front of the whole house. So if you would turn around, and we're going to recognize. Hey. We're going to start with our committee secretaries. And judiciary is Reba McLean. Reba, can you stand up? Yeah. Reba, we're really appreciative. And, of course, committee number one, you talk about some meetings. Now, that was serious. So we really appreciate your service. Appropriations, Mary Lee Dixon. Oh, Mary Lee, bless her heart. I was looking for her back there, and I'm like, okay. So we'll recognize Mary Lee when appropriations comes back. Revenue and Ag, Barbara Clark. Barbara. Education and Travel, Kathy Jansen. Corporations and Minerals, Cindy Farwell. And Transportation and Labor, Bonnie Jo Cruz. And just really appreciate your service, and we all know you keep the wheels rolling around here. Many of you have done this for many, many, many years, really a labor of love. It's not for the high salary and the short hours or the retirement or health benefits. And so we really appreciate your service to the people of Wyoming and really your help in keeping this process. You're the key part of keeping this process moving. So thank you so much, ladies. Now I'd like to recognize our house clerical assistants. So these 10 folks arrive early every morning and to organize our desks. And some of us, that's a bigger challenge than others. But today, of course, is their last day, so you're on your own, members, after today. And so as I read your names, I'd like you to stand. Bob Jansen, our clerical assistant coordinator. Bob, appreciate your many years of service. And Barbara Austin. Next, thank you, Barbara. And next is Lynn Davis. Thank you, Lynn. And next is Shirley Dickman. Shirley. Thank you, Shirley. And next, Carol Nicolarson. Thank you, Carol. And next, Yvonne Quintal. Next, Suzanne Anderson. Thank you. Thank you so much, Yvonne and Suzanne. And next, Gwen Vines. Thank you, Gwen. And then Sherry Yosh. And last, if you would look in your inbox, and Ann Rose, who for us folks who have been here a little longer, Ann would always bring the kindergartners from, she taught kindergarten for many, many, many years, decades, at Dildine Elementary. And for those of us who sat on this side of the house, kind of, they would always, the little kindergartners, do their pledge. Some of these guys are now, you know, 35 years old, but we all still remember our kindergarten teacher. But we would be in this front row, and all these little guys would come down this after reciting the Dildine Pledge. Of course, after the Pledge of Allegiance every day. And then so Ann actually put together the Dildine Pledge, but in a legislative. So, Ann, if you could come to the mic and you'd show us how to do this deal, how to raise our hand, I'd like you to lead us.
Years of teaching. See all my wrinkles? Okay, you ready?
We have to.
Put your hand up.
Put your right hand up.
Today, in the Wyoming legislature, I will do my best to be the best. I will listen. I will follow directions. I will respect the rights of others. I can legislate. I will legislate.
Well, ladies and Bob, we just, again, we can't express enough our appreciation for your service. And, again, many of you have done this for years and years and years, and really a labor of love and a service to the people of this great state. So, again, on behalf of the House, thank you so very, very much. So, yes, Stan. Now, we're going to have you guys, we're going to walk the tunnel right here, all of you. All right, we're going to walk the tunnel. Let's get the high five thing. We're going to send you out the right way. All right, here we go. Who's first? Okay, we need to close the roll. Chief Clerk, please close the roll. Appropriations is back.
Closing convening roll call. Burkhart. Larson Lloyd. Nicholas. Schwartz. Summers. Walters. We have 60 present.
Okay, we have a couple privileges of the floor, and then members, I'm going to ask that, and the Speaker Pro Tem will have a motion here in a minute. Representative Biteman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Quick privilege of the floor, please.
Please proceed.
Okay. Yesterday we had the opportunity to meet some of our interns. One of them was in class yesterday and couldn't make it. He's my intern from the University over the Hill. His name's Joe Rubino. Joe, please stand up. He's an economics major, and he's going to study law school.
Representative Sweeney.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Today in the VIP section, not often do we have folks from my hometown. How's that go, Mr. Speaker? How's that?
You know, number one on our license plates and number one in our heart.
You know, that just doesn't get old.
It doesn't get
old. You know, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Treasurer of the, I'd like to welcome in Alexandria Wilkinson with the, she's the treasurer of the Wyoming Business Alliance, a great friend of Wyoming, and she's a business partner in one of our bigger firms in Casper, Porter Muirhead, and I forget the other initials, but we welcome Alexandra.
Okay, I'm looking for our page, Jonathan True. Now, we're going to have our pages have some speeches today, but I think JT has a quick privilege of the floor. He has some special guests to introduce. I'm not sure where they're from.
Privilege of the floor, Mr. Speaker.
Please proceed.
I'd like to introduce my dad and two younger brothers. They're in the VIP section, Kyle, Jordan, and Patton. If you'd help me welcome them.
Welcome to the house. It's been a pleasure to have your son with us. And that's, you guys are from Casper, right? They're actually constituents of mine in House District 37. So, number one on our license plates, and number one in our hearts. And that never gets old. And I'd like to introduce, it's been my aide this year. Rob, are you out there? Robert Krieger is an NCHS Mustang, University of Wyoming Cowboy. Really appreciate your help. Robert's been an aide, really, for all the whole leadership team, and he's done a fantastic job. And appreciate you getting up early, driving over here every day, and I really appreciate your service to us. So thank you, Robert. It's been good. I hope it's been good for you, man. Thank you. And he's also from Casper, number one on our license plates, number one in our hearts, and that never gets old. Okay. Members? This morning we also have another very special event, and it'll be one of your favorites, and you'll remember from last year, the East High School's Mariachi Band 307. And this group performs traditional Mexican folk music as a cultural expression, and they are directed by Miss Lori Sanchez. So, fellow representatives, please help me welcome to the House the Mariachi Band 307. Well, thank you guys. We really appreciate you being here. And of course, it's just one of our favorite events here in the House of Representatives. So again, just appreciate all your hard work and your practice and sharing your love of music with us. Just brightens our day and our whole week. So thank you so much. Keep up the good work. Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I request that the Majority Party caucus in L-54 immediately.
Okay, we will be at ease until the sound of the gavel.
Okay, let's go. Western speaker and I could hear it. I was like, he's saying something. What are you doing with me?
either way.
Okay, members, we are at that order of business of journal committee report.
Mr. Speaker, your journal committee reports that the journal of March 8, 2018 has been read and recommends that it be approved. Signed, Representative Guru and Representative Gray.
Is our doctor here, Dr. Godwin? He was here earlier. I'm sure he's still here, Dr. Chris Godwin. Okay, our next order of business, our signing of enrolled acts. The first enrolled act is House Enrolled Act number 38, original House Bill 144.
House Enrolled Act number 38, being original House Bill 144, an act relating to the Uniform Securities Act.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 38, original House Bill 144. I've so signed. Congratulations, Representative Olson. The next Enrolled Act is House number 39, original House Bill 39.
House Enrolled Act number 39, being original House Bill 39, an act relating to motor vehicle license plates.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 39, original House Bill 39. I've so signed. Congratulations, Representative Blake. The next Enrolled Act is number 40, original House Bill 84.
House Enrolled Act number 40 being original House Bill 84, an act relating to highways.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 40. Original House Bill 84. I've so signed. Congratulations, Representative Larson Lloyd. The next enrolled act is number 41, original House Bill 170.
House Enrolled Act number 40 being original House Bill 170, an act relating to the Children's Trust Fund.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 41, original House Bill 170. I'm so signed. Congratulations, Representative Clem. Next Enrolled Act is number 42, original House Bill 42.
House Enrolled Act number 42, being original House Bill 42, an act relating to criminal procedure and sentencing.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 42, original House Bill 42. I've so signed. The next Enrolled Act is number 43, original House Bill 172.
House Enrolled Act number 43, being original House Bill 172, an act relating to oil and gas taxes.
About to sign Enrolled Act number 43, original House Bill 172. I've so signed. Congratulations, Representative Byrd. Next Enrolled Act is number 44, original House Bill 26.
House Enrolled Act number 44, being original House Bill 26, an act relating to criminal procedure.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 44, original House Bill 26. I'm so signed. Next Enrolled Act is number 45, original House Bill 41.
House Enrolled Act number 45, being original House Bill 41, an act relating to public health.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 45, original House Bill 41. I'm so signed. Congratulations, Majority Floor Leader. Next Enrolled Act is number 46, original House Bill 103.
House Enrolled Act number 46, being original House Bill 103. An act relating to administration of the government.
About to sign Enrolled Act number 46, original House Bill 103. Congratulations, Representative Edwards. The next Enrolled Act is Enrolled Joint Resolution 2, original House Joint Resolution 5.
House Enrolled Joint Resolution Number 2 being Original House Joint Resolution 5, a joint resolution to the United States Secretary of the Interior and the Director of the National Park Service relating to the collection of wildlife conservation fees at Yellowstone Park and Grand Teton National Park.
About to sign House and Joint Resolution Enrolled Number 2, Original House Joint Resolution Number 5. I've so signed. Congratulations, Majority Whip Summers. The next enrolled act is Number 47, Original House Bill 175.
House Enrolled Act Number 47 being Original House Bill 175, an act relating to community colleges and the University of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act 47, Original House Bill 175. I've so signed. Congratulations, Chairman Northrup. Next enrolled act is Enrolled Act 48, Original House Bill 36.
House Enrolled Act Number 48 being Original House Bill 36, an act relating to the regulation of traffic on highways.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 48, Original House Bill 36. I've so signed. Next enrolled act is Number 49, Original House Bill 14.
House Enrolled Act Number 49 being Original House Bill 14, an act relating to municipalities.
About to sign Enrolled Act Number 49, Original House Bill 14. I've so signed. Next enrolled act is Number 50, Original House Bill 157.
House Enrolled Act Number 50 being Original House Bill 157, an act relating to health care providers.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 50, Original House Bill 157. Congratulations, Representative Bowlby. About to sign, or no, the next enrolled act is Number 51, House Bill 192.
House Enrolled Act Number 51 being Original House Bill 192, an act relating to the legislature.
About to sign Enrolled Act Number 51, Original House Bill 192. I've so signed. Next enrolled act is Number 52, Original House Bill 156.
House Enrolled Act Number 52 being Original House Bill 156, an act relating to the state song.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 52, Original House Bill 156. I've so signed. Congratulations, Chairman Zwanzer. Next enrolled act is Joint Resolution 3, Original House Joint Resolution 8.
House Enrolled Joint Resolution Number 3 being Original House Joint Resolution 8, a joint resolution to commemorate the sesquicentennial of the signing of the 1868 Treaty of Fort Bridger.
About to sign Enrolled Joint Resolution 3, Original House Joint Resolution 8. I've so signed. Congratulations, Chairman Allen. The next enrolled act is Senate Number 35, Original Senate File 89.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 35 being Original Senate File 89, an act relating to local government funding.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 35, Original Senate File 89. So signed. We're at that order of business of request to concur with Senate amendments to House bills. The first message for our consideration is message number 290 on House Bill 66. Chairman Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Apologize for that. I would move message number 290 on House Bill 66 and request your aye vote. Folks, all they did over on the other side was on page 6, line 15, was to ask for that a report by be brought back on the both to the Water Development Commission and to the Select Water Committee as these negotiations and if this deal goes on and goes forward. And so they're asking for a report every year, no later than December 31st through 2020. And then also they made a slight change on page 5 on subsection C that says that the office may, the original language that we had said the office may use appropriated funds to pay for reasonable and prudent closing costs. This changes it to say that they will pay for 50% of the closing costs. So I would ask for an aye vote. Thank you.
Any members for the first time? Any members? Seeing none. We are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 66. A majority of the elected members is required. The Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Concurrence on House Bill 66. Allen. Aye. Barlow. Aye. Biteman. Aye. Blackburn. Aye. Blake. Aye. Bovee. Aye. Brown. Aye. Burkhart. Aye. Byrd. Aye. Clausen. Aye. Clem. Aye. Connolly. Aye. Court. Aye. Crank. Aye. Dayton. Aye. Edwards. Aye. Eklund. Aye. Ayer. Aye. Flitner. Aye. Freeman. Aye. Furphy. Aye. Giroux. Aye. Gray. Aye. Greer. Aye. Haley. Aye. Hallinan. Aye. Halverson. Aye. Henderson. Aye. Hunt. Aye. Jennings. Aye. Kinner. Aye. Kirkbride. Aye. Larson Lloyd. Aye. Larson Dan. Aye. Lindholm. Aye. Lone. Aye. Laux. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Madden. Aye. Miller. Aye. Nicholas. Aye. Northrup. Aye. Obermuller. Aye. Olson. Aye. Paxton. Aye. Pelkey. Aye. Pipirinen. Aye. Ponell. Aye. Salazar. Aye. Schwartz. Aye. Simpson. Aye. Summers. Aye. Steinmetz. Aye. Stiff. Aye. Sweeney. Aye. Walters. Aye. Wilson. Aye. Winters. Aye. Zwanitzer. Aye. Mr. Speaker. Aye. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 60 aye.
By your vote, you voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 66. The next message for our consideration is message number 291 on House Bill 69. Representative Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence to message 291 on House Bill 69. This was the electronic means spoofing. Our colleagues down the hall actually, I think, made a good change in this case. Basically, the current wording, when it left this body, the people who were spoofing or impersonating had to know the actual person. There are some suggestions that they would have to know who they actually were spoofing or impersonating. So they took out the word actual. So now if they're just going through some kind of, you know, robotic indexing system and getting any of the landlines or cell phones that recently got turned over, they don't have to know whose they were, as long as they're spoofing someone. So I'd be happy to answer any questions. I think it's a good change, and is in line with the intentions of the bill, and would ask for your favorable aye vote.
Okay. Any other members for the first time? Any other members first time? Seeing none, we are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 69. A majority of the elected members is required. The Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Concurrence on House Bill 69. Allen. Aye. Barlow. Aye. Biteman. Aye. Blackburn. Aye. Blake. Aye. Bovee. Aye. Brown. No. Burkhart. Aye. Byrd. Aye. Clausen. Aye. Clem. No. Connolly. I, Court. I, Crank. I, Dayton. I, Edwards. I, Eklund. I, Ayer. I, Flitner. I, Freeman. I, Furphy. No, Giroux. I, Gray. I, Greer. I, Haley. I, Hellinan. I, Halverson. I, Henderson. I, Hunt. I, Jennings. I, Kinner. I, Kirkbride. I, Larson Lloyd. I, Larson Dan. I, Lindholm. I, Lone. I, Laux. I, McGuire. I, Madden. I, Miller. I, Nicholas. I, Northrup. I, Obermuller. I, Olson. I, Paxton. I, Pelkey. I, Piperinen. I, Ponell. I, Salazar. I, Schwartz. I, Simpson. I, Summers. I, Steinmetz. I, Stith. I, Sweeney. I, Walters. I, Wilson. I, Winters. I, Zwanitzer. I, Mr. Speaker. I, closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 57 aye, 3 no.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 69. The next message for our consideration is message number 293 on House Bill 86, Chairman Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move message 293, concurrence request to House Bill 86, and I turn over the request and any explanation to the sponsor of the bill.
Representative Stith.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. These amendments are just technical. I urge an aye vote on this concurrence. Thank you very much.
Anyone else for their first time?
Wait, we got one.
Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm going to need a little more than that from either the chairman or the sponsor of the bill on if they're truly, usually one or two word changes are technical. I'd just like someone to walk me through the amendments and explain them so I feel comfortable voting for it. Thank you.
Any other member for their first time? Madam Minority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And in particular, page 9, line 2, a shall is being changed to a may. What will happen with the rest of the money, the way that the concurrence is? This seems to change very kind of significantly the way that the bringer talked about what would happen with this money that may come in.
Representative Stith.
Mr. Chairman, thank you very much. Thank you very much for the questions. The Wyoming Department of Family Services ranks number one in the country for its child support enforcement efforts. These changes were requested by the department in order that nothing we would do in House Bill 86 would jeopardize their current ranking. The flow, most of the amendments deal with the flow of funds so that the money flows back to the Department of Health. This is Medicaid reimbursement funds paid by higher income fathers. The original bill had the money flowing directly to DFS, and both Department of Health and DFS believed that it was more favorable for their reporting to the federal child support enforcement agencies that the money flow to the Department of Health. So the money is the same. With respect to the good representative from District 13's question about the administrative fee flowing to the department that services families. That was also a request by that agency. And the reason they requested it is because they want the option to be able to collect the fee but not have it show up as child support. So these were requests not by the bringer of the bill, frankly, not by, certainly. So the money is the same. And the money is money, and it comes back to the government. That's us. These amendments are just designed to make sure that administratively this bill and its administration does not interfere with the good work they're already doing on child support. So So I'd urge an aye vote on concurrence. Thank you.
Would anyone else like to speak on this? Okay, seeing none. Representative Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would urge the body to vote no. I mean, what we just heard, we have long conversations about this bill, and now we're hearing from the agency that needs to administer it that it doesn't work as written. This bill is not ready for us to pass, and I would urge us to vote no, maybe be able to figure it out in a conference committee or bring it back next year when those issues have been taken care of.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Okay, the chief clerk will please call the roll.
Concurrence on House Bill 86. Allen. Aye. Barlow. Aye. Biteman. Aye. Blackburn. Aye. Blake. No. Bovey. No. Brown. Aye. Burkhart. No. Byrd. No. Clausen. Aye. Clem. Aye. Connolly. No. Court. No. Crank. Aye. Dayton. No. Edwards. Aye. Eklund. Aye. Ayer. Aye. Flitner. Aye. Freeman. No. Furphy. Aye. Giroux. No. Gray. Aye. Greer. No. Haley. Haley? Aye. Hellinan. No. Halverson. Aye. Henderson. No. Hunt. Aye. Jennings. Aye. Kinner. Aye. Kirkbride. Aye. Larson Lloyd. Aye. Larson Dan. Aye. Lindholm. Aye. Lone. Aye. Laux. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Madden. Aye. Miller. Aye. Nicholas. Excused. Northrup. No. Obermuller. No. Olson. Aye. Paxton. Aye. Pelkey. No. Piperinen. Aye. Ponnell. Aye. Salazar. Aye. Schwartz. No. Simpson. Aye. Summers. No. Steinmetz. Aye. Stiff. Aye. Sweeney. No. Walters. No. Wilson. No. Winters. Aye. Zawanitzer. No. Mr. Speaker. Aye. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Nicholas? Excuse to no. Further changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 38 aye, 22 no.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with the Senate amendments to House Bill 86. The next message for our consideration is message number 294 on House Bill number 93. Chairman Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move message number 294 to House Bill 93 and ask for an aye vote of concurrence. The good Vice Chairman of Committee 1 will explain.
Please, Representative Winters.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. So this actually was something that I wasn't able to catch until I saw the engrossed version, and so this amendment is something I actually proposed, took this to the Senate Standing Committee. And all it did is it makes sure that there's no fines, just the way that currently exists now, that no fines jump in at the 0 to 5 miles per hour over the speed limit range. That's the way all the rest of them, they don't do it in that range as well. And so I just wanted this to fall in at the 6 and above range. And so really, it truly is a simple cleanup, and it's that simple. So I would urge your aye vote on this concurrence.
Anyone else for the first time? Anyone else? Okay, seeing none, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Concurrence on House Bill 93. Allen. Aye. Barlow. Aye. Biteman. Aye. Blackburn. Aye. Blake. Aye. Bovee. No. Brown. Aye. Burkhart. Aye. Bird. Aye. Clausen. Aye. Clem. Aye. Connolly. Aye. Court. Aye. Crank. Aye. Dayton. Aye. Edwards. Aye. Eklund. Aye. Ayer. Aye. Flitner. Aye. Freeman. Aye. Furphy. Aye. Giroux. Aye. Gray. Aye. Greer. Aye. Haley. Aye. Hallinan. Aye. Halverson. Aye. Henderson. Aye. Hunt. Aye. Jennings. Aye. Kinner. Aye. Kirkbride. Aye. Larson Lloyd. Aye. Larson Dan. Aye. Lindholm. Aye. Lone. Aye. Laux. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Madden. Aye. Miller. Aye. Nicholas. Nicholas. Excused. Northrup. Aye. Obermuller. Aye. Olson. Aye. Paxton. Aye. Pelkey. Aye. Piperinen. Aye. Ponell. Aye. Salazar. Aye. Schwartz. Aye. Simpson. Aye. Summers. Aye. Steinmetz. Aye. Stith. Aye. Sweeney. Aye. Walters. Aye. Wilson. Aye. Winters. Aye. Zwanitzer. Aye. Mr. Speaker. Aye. Nicholas? Excuse to no. Further changes? Closing vote? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 no.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill number 93. The next message for our consideration is message number 295 on House Bill 119. Chairman Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move message 295 to House Bill 19 and ask for an aye vote on concurrence. So you'll recall that the bill, House Bill 119, regarding genetic information privacy, dealt with the collection, retention, and disclosure of genetic information without informed consent as specified. So in the North End, when it went through Standing Committee, they expanded the definition of informed consent just a little bit. So we'll look on page 3, paragraph 6 on line 6. Here's how it would now read with the amendment. Informed consent means the signing of a consent form, here's the new language, or forms in writing or by electronic signature as defined in WS 4021-102A8, and now back to the old language, by an individual and or an individual's authorized representative. So it's really just adding that electronic signature component to what the informed consent might be. I ask for an aye vote.
Okay, anyone for their first time? For their first time. Okay, seeing none, the chief clerk will call the roll, please.
Concurrence on House Bill 119. Allen. Aye. Barlow. Aye. Biteman. Aye. Blackburn. Aye. Blake. Aye. Bovee. Aye. Brown. Aye. Burkhart. Burkhart. Bird. Aye. Clausen. Aye. Clem. Aye. Connolly. Aye. Court. Aye. Crank. Aye. Dayton. Aye. Edwards. Aye. Eklund. Aye. Ayer. Aye. Flitner. Aye. Freeman. Aye. Furphy. Aye. Giroux. Aye. Gray. Aye. Greer. Aye. Haley. Aye. Hallinan. Aye. Halverson. Aye. Henderson. Aye. Hunt. Aye. Jennings. Aye. Kinner. Aye. Kirkbride. Aye. Larson Lloyd. Aye. Larson Dan. Aye. Lindholm. Aye. Lone. Aye. Laux. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Madden. Aye. Miller. Aye. Nicholas. Aye. Northrup. Aye. Obermuller. Aye. Olson. Aye. Paxton. Aye. Pelkey. Aye. Piperinen. Aye. Ponell. Aye. Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 60 aye.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 119. The next message for our consideration is message number 296 on House Bill 129. Chairman Greer.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move concurrence on message 296, and we'll ask for your favorable vote. Actually, a very good amendment by the Senate. I recall when this came through over here, I kept scratching my head on what to do with this. And if you recall in the glider kits, anyway, what they've done is they didn't make wheels a separate component in the definitional section, just axles. And I think it's a much, much better bill with that correction in there. So I'd ask for an aye vote. Thank you.
Anyone for the first time? For the first time, seeing none, we'll ask the chief clerk to please call the roll.
Concurrence on House Bill 129. Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bovee.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Giroux.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm. Aye. Lone.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Pipirinen.
Aye.
Pawnell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 60 aye.
By your vote, you voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 129. The next message for our consideration is message number 298 on House Bill 162. Chairman Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move for your concurrence on message number 298, which is House Bill 162. Ladies and gentlemen, this is corrective language, and the reason that we're changing the dates is because we have funding for the, this is for the state penitentiary account. We have funding in the budget bill for the first 2 years, and so, and there, if you recall, there's a bill out there that then continues that we reduce the funding, make it $10 million. Goes on after 2021. So basically this conforms with the budget bill and then continues the funding for the pen, $10 million per year until we have that enough money to have a new pen.
Any members for the first time? Seeing none. We are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 162. A majority of elected members is required. The chief clerk, please call the roll.
Concurrence on House Bill 162. Allen.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bovee. Bovee.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird. I. Clausen. I. Clem. I. Connolly. I. Court. I. Crank. I. Dayton. I. Edwards. I. Eklund. I. Ayer. I. Flitner. Flitner. Freeman. I. Furphy. I. Giroux. I. Gray. I. Greer. I. Haley. I. Hallinan. I. Halverson. I. Henderson. I. Hunt. I. Jennings. I. Kinner. I. Kirkbride. I. Larson Lloyd. I. Larson Dan. I. Lindholm. I. Lone. I. Laux. I. McGuire. I. Madden. I. Miller. I. Nicholas. I. Northrup. I. Obermuller. I. Olson. I. Paxton. I. Pelkey. I. Pipirinen. I. Ponell. I. Salazar. I. Schwartz. I. Simpson. I. Summers. I. Steinmetz. I. Stith. Stith. I. Sweeney. I. Walters. I. Wilson. I. Winters. I. Zwanitzer. I. Mr. Speaker. I. Flitner. I. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 60 aye.
By your vote, you voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 162. Members, messages number 8, 9, and 10, messages 304, 305, and 306 we're going to take up later today. We're at that order of business, a consideration of Joint Conference Committee reports. The first report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee number 1 on House Bill 40, Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move Joint Conference Committee Report number 1 to House Bill 40. I would ask for your favorable consideration. You remember we had this talk on, this is the election revision bill, ladies and gentlemen, on, well, what a bumper sticker is and isn't. And so we, your House committee, went and fought with our good members down the hall, and we came out with some stipulations that I hope we can all agree to on both sides. First is, so what the catch continues to be in the law is that if you have a bumper sticker for your candidate and you go vote, that's technically an electioneering offense right now under Wyoming law because you're campaigning too close to a polling place. So what we've decided to do is allow you to have a bumper sticker on your vehicle while you're voting. You'll see in Romanets 1, 2, and 3, you can only have one bumper sticker per candidate. And so this also gets into, we all know people who either have three or four bumper stickers for multiple people, or they have a bumper sticker from their favorite candidate from 10 years ago. They've never taken off their vehicle, et cetera. So as long as you only have one bumper sticker per candidate, it can be at least 4 inches by 16 inches long. And this is the largest bumper sticker we could find that's still called a bumper sticker anywhere in the country. And we had a lot of conversation that just because it says bumper sticker, it doesn't necessarily have to be on your bumper. So if you want to put your 4x16 sticker on the side of your vehicle, and there's only one of them, that can be consensual. And then also there in Romanet 3, the vehicle has to be parked by the polling place only while that person's voting. So you can't have an operation park their car by the front entrance all day long as people drive into that polling place. And I'd be happy to answer any questions on the riveting discussion we had for a half an hour on bumper stickers, if any of you would like to know. Otherwise, I'd ask you to vote yes.
Anyone for the first time? Question being called. We are voting on the Joint Conference Committee number 1's report to House Bill 40. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. And the Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Adoption of the Joint Conference Committee, House Bill 40. Aye. Allen. Excuse me. It's been a long morning. Allen. Allen. Excused. Oh. Allen. Aye. Barlow. Aye. Biteman. Aye, Blackburn. Aye, Blake. Aye, Bovee. Aye, Brown. Aye, Burkhart. Aye, Bird. Aye, Clausen. Aye, Clem. Aye, Connolly. Aye, Court. Aye, Crank. Aye, Dayton. Aye, Edwards. Aye, Eklund. Eklund? Aye, Ayer. Aye, Flitner. Aye, Freeman. Aye, Furphy. Aye, Grew. Aye, Gray. Aye, Greer. Aye, Haley. Aye, Hallinan. Aye, Halverson. Aye, Henderson. Aye, Hunt. Aye, Jennings. Aye, Kinner. Aye, Kirkbride. Aye, Larson Lloyd. Aye, Larson Dan. Aye, Lindholm. Aye, Lone. Aye, Laux. Aye, McGuire. Aye, Madden. Aye, Miller. Aye, Nicholas. Excused, Northrop. Aye, Obermuller. Aye, Olson. Aye, Paxton. Aye, Pelkey. Aye, Piperinen. Aye, Ponell. Aye, Salazar. Aye, Schwartz. Aye, Simpson. Aye, Summers. Aye, Steinmetz. Aye, Stith. Aye, Sweeney. Aye, Walters. Aye, Wilson. Aye, Winters. Aye, Zwanitzer. Aye, Mr. Speaker. Aye. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Number 1's report to House Bill 40. Members, I need to appoint a conference committee to Senate File 42, and I appoint Chairman Barlow as chair, Representative Grew, and Representative Olson. Senate File 42. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House stand in recess until 2 p.m.
Committee announcements. Any announcements? Chairman Northrup.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 4 is going to meet as soon as we can in L54 to do interim topics. Thank you.
Any other announcements? You heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed say no. The House is in recess until 2 p.m.